And we're here for the last part of the program. Paul Whittington, you're very welcome. I see you're writing here today in Irish Independent. Jolie. You're saying Angelina Jolie's magnificent performance and Maleficent shows the star could still be on the cusp of showcasing her finest performances today.
She's threatening to stop. Actually, she's a dame now.
Angelina. Yeah, she is indeed. Right, okay. And Sir Daniel. Okay, now, where are we here? We're talking new releases. Paul Whittington is here. Movies. If you're going out to the big screen tonight to get away completely from the World Cup, although England versus Italy, come on. England, I say. What are you saying about the movies tonight?
Yeah, incredibly, there are people who don't care about things like that, Dave. And some of them might like Belle, which is it's a period drama with a difference, and it's actually very nicely made, very solidly made. It's based on the true story of Dido Elizabeth Belle, who was a mixed race daughter of an admiral, Sir John Lindsay, and an African slave. And he brought her back to England, and she was introduced to the family of her of his uncle, who was the Lord Chief Justice, the Earl of Mansfield. And she grew up a lady, with the exception that her family wouldn't let her eat with them because she was black. That those were the, you know, the mores of the time. And she grows up, and she's marriage is difficult. All young ladies could do then was marry. That was all they were allowed to do. And there are problems for her because she's not white until she inherits a lot of money, and then the boys start showing up. It's a nicely done film because in some senses it's just like an ordinary period romance like Pride and Prejudice. But of course there's this whole issue of race, and her her uncle, the Lord Chief Justice, is asked to adjudicate on the case of the Zong, which was a slave ship in which 142 slaves were deliberately drowned, basically for the insurance. He's asked to officiate on this. If he does, his verdict was crucial in the ending of slavery in Britain, and he can't help being influenced by her because she's becoming increasingly politicized. It's very nicely made. A woman called Gugu Mbatha-Raw is really good as Belle, but it's Tom Wilkinson. He's terrific.
He steals
the show as the Lord Chief Justice. Yeah, a lovely performance. It's a really nice, solid film, and it gets you thinking.
Okay, and it is an English period drama.
It is.
Okay, so Belle is what it's called. Thumbs up. Anything else on the big screen?
Heaven is for Real, which Christian movies are a big thing in America, especially in the Midwest.
Yeah, they're making 50 and 60 million.
If you've ever been to, this is set in Nebraska, if you've ever been to Nebraska, Dave, you'll understand why Christianity or religion is very important, because there's nothing there. It's very flat out there. This is based on the true story of Colton Burpo, I'm afraid that's his real name.
Colton Burpo.
They have deed poll over there, but they didn't use it. He's the son of a preacher, a Nebraska preacher, and basically
he finds God. Is that the one he does better than that, Dave. See, meets him.
He locates him in heaven. No, the child had appendicitis when he was four and nearly died. The prognosis was very bad. He recovered miraculously. They all prayed for him. He recovered, and then he started talking to his father about how he'd met Jesus. And but he also began saying things that they found odd, like he met his dead grandparents, whom he had talked to. He met his sibling who had died in the womb, who he apparently didn't know about. And the father slowly becomes convinced that his son has gone to heaven and come back.
So it's a fantasy.
And his parishioners.
Oh my God,
depends
it's real.
On your point of view, Dave, doesn't it? You're not from Nebraska,
really?
And also, but it is the film. Greg Kinnear's in it. He's very good. It's sort of solidly made thing. But it's problematic, and that whole style of Christianity is kind of alien to us. We like more the straight down the line stuff. You know what I mean? There's a slight problem with it in that the Christ looks a bit like a young Barry Manilow.
Wait a minute, Christ is in it.
He does make a brief appearance.
Really?
Yeah, and basically, it's when the son is imagining heaven, we see glimpses of it. I mean, you know, it's just too easy to be cynical about things like that. But the father co-wrote the book, and you can be cynical about that. But it just isn't for here, really. It's for the Midwest. It shouldn't have got a release here. It's like those kind of specifically comedies specifically aimed at the African American market. They never do well here either. I don't think this.
Well, this guy Colton Burpo, I must go meet him then and see, because if he can get me an introduction to
he'd
God.
Be about 12 or so.
A few questions
now, so,
I'd like to ask.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So that's that. So it's not for you at all.
Not for me.
Heaven is for Real is one of the many kind of faith based, as they call it, movies out at the moment.
Oh, loads of them. Yeah, especially in America. Neither is The Food Guide to Love for Me, which is kind of a quasi-Irish film. It's a sort of European co-production, but it is set here and filmed here.
The Food Guide to Love.
Yes. Richard Coyle, English actor, which is okay with his Irish accent, plays this food blogger and writer called Oliver Byrne, who's a bit of a disaster on the relationship front. He's never had a relationship that lasted longer than 6 months, and he meets this Spanish, beautiful Spanish woman played by Leonor Watling, and he thinks this is it, but it isn't really.
It's set in Ireland.
It's set in Ireland, set in Dublin, and there are these awful flashbacks to his childhood in the 1980s, which are really overdone. Lorcan Cranage, who's a great actor, and no, it's not his fault, plays the father who says ole ole all the time and wears an Irish football jersey, and literally beats spoonfuls of coddle into him. It's like they had an idea and then they got somebody to put a Dublin spin on it, and it's all very clumsy and not very good.
Okay, that's not good then. So then that's two thumbs down for Heaven Is Real, two thumbs down for the Irish one then, The Food Guide to Love, but two up for Bell.
Yes.
So what's on DVD? What can we see at home?
Well, there's The Monuments Men. George Clooney directed it. He had a very strong start to his directing career with Good Night and Good Luck, which a lot of people liked. This is the story of, basically, Hitler dreamed of building a museum in Munich full of plundered art from Western Europe and dedicated to himself. He was very modest. Nazis began stealing art and obviously burning what they thought as decadent art, and the Allies sent a team of experts to Europe to recover some of it. This is a true story, but it is made a bit of a mess of by George Clooney, who tries to turn it into this kind of 60s caper, war caper, and it just doesn't work, and the story is very badly told, which is a pity because it's a good story.
Monuments Men, okay.
Yeah, RoboCop.
Yeah, I've seen the new one. Yeah,
the second RoboCop.
That's nonsense. Well, it's not. It's a bit of a laugh.
It's nonsense. Well, I don't need to say anything, do I? But no, it's not the first one. The first one was a very good satire. Basically, it was full of all this black humor, and it was quite clever. The 80s film. This is more. There is some satire in it. They have a pop at Fox News and that kind of stuff. But it's, for people who don't know, it's the story of it's in the future, and this cop is nearly killed, and they make him bionic, basically.
Yeah.
And he becomes this kind of merciless Judge Dredd type. He does. It blows up. And he comes back, but his conscience is still in there somewhere, and he's not happy with all that's being done. It's all right. It's an action film. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Whatever.
Cuban Fury is better. It's Nick Frost, and it's a charming sort of British romantic comedy. And
I've heard about this.
It's about he used to do salsa when he was a kid, and he meets this woman in work, and he tries to impress her by taking up salsa again because she does. And it's a lovely little film, actually. Chris O'Dowd is very funny in it as the office creep, and it's great fun, actually. It kind of, I don't think it did that well here anyway, but it's worth a look
in terms of the big screen. But we're talking small screen here.
Yes.
These ones: Cuban Fury, RoboCop, and Monuments Men. Well, will you be watching England and Italy tonight then?
Oh, I certainly will.
By the way, it's exactly 20 years since what do you call him, put the ball over the Italian goalie and made it 1-0. He'll be on loads of stuff on TV.
Baggio,
we won 20 years ago. Against Italy, who, by the way, went on to the final.
They
lost to Brazil in the penalty shootout.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much indeed. Ray Houghton, thank you very much indeed, Ray Houghton. No, thank you very much indeed. Paul Whittington.